over and over again in different ways in this Quran. Min kulli mathal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says on every subject. فَأَبَىٰ أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ. Allah says, but still most of the people refuse to do anything. They hear it over and over and over again. Different ways Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses different subjects, different topics. But Allah says, rather than putting it into practice and acting upon what is being explained repeatedly in the Quran, Allah says, فَأَبَىٰ أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ. Most of the people refuse to do anything, إِلَّا كُفُورًا, but reject and deny. The mushrikeen, the polytheists, like the people of every Nabi, came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and made some ridiculous suggestions and some absurd requests. They wanted the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to perform certain miracles and to possess certain things in order for them to believe in him and to accept him as a Nabi. Now remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taught us elsewhere in the Quran on more than one occasion that when a community requests a miracle and the miracle is performed and they reject the miracle or they do not believe after the miracle was performed, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroys the community. So it was a sign of rahmah and an expression of Allah's rahmah, in fact, that Allah did not allow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to perform every miracle that they had asked him to perform. Because Allah knew that even though a miracle would have been performed in front of them, if they were still to reject the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then there was no other option but to destroy them. And yes, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did perform certain miracles. The most famous and known miracle of his that Allah speaks of in the Quran is وَانْشَقَّ الْقَمَرِ, the splitting of the moon, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pointed towards the moon and he split the full moon into two. This was a miracle that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to perform, and Allah speaks of it in the Quran as well. So these are some of the requests that they made, some of the miracles that they wanted to see performed at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says, وَقَالُوا, and they said, لَن نُؤْمِنَ لَكْ, we will never believe in you, حَتَّى تَفْجُرَ لَنَا مِنَ الْأَرْضِ يَنْبُوعًا, until you cause a spring to gush forth from the ground. Do that, perform that miracle, and we will believe in you. That's one request they made. أَوْ تَكُونَ لَكَ جَنَّةٌ مِنْ نَخِيلٍ وَعِنَبٍ فَتُفَجِّرَ الْأَنْهَارَ خِلَالَهَا تَفْجِيرًا. The second request that they made, and what else did they ask? They said, oh, you should own a garden. You should own an orchard. You're a poor man. You don't have anything. How can you be a Nabi of Allah? And so they said, the second thing is that you should be possessing this huge orchard that has in it nakhil, date palm trees, inabin, that has grapes. فَتُفَجِّرَ الْأَنْهَارَ خِلَالَهَا تَفْجِيرًا. And on top of that, you must cause abundant rivers to flow through this orchard of yours. Another request. أَوْ تُسْقِطَ السَّمَاءَ. Or the third, they said, is cause the sky to fall down. كَمَا زَعَمْتَ, as you claim. Cause the sky to fall down on us, as you claim. Elsewhere you have claimed that if Allah wants, he can cause the entire earth to collapse. So cause the sky then to collapse. Cause the sky to fall down onto us into pieces, as you have claimed. أَوْ تَأْتِ بِالْمَلَائِكَةِ بِاللَّهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ قَبِيلًا. And the most absurd claim was, they said, oh, bring Allah to us. Bring Allah and bring the angels. Speak of Allah, speak of the angels. Bring them to us face to face, قَبِيلًا, so that we can see them before our very eyes. أَوْ يَكُونَ لَكَ بَيْتٍ. Or what else they said, why do you not have a house made of gold? أَوْ يَكُونَ لَكَ بَيْتٌ مِّن زُخْرُفٍ. Why do you not have a house made of gold? أَوْ تَرْقَى فِي السَّمَاءِ. Why don't you ascend up to the heavens? We want to see you ascending right up to the heavens. وَلَن نُؤْمِنَ لِرُقِيِّكَ. And even if you ascend up to the heavens, and we see you going up all the way to the heavens, we still won't believe in your ascension until what? حَتَّى تُنَزِّلَ عَلَيْنَا كِتَابًا نَقْرَأُ. Until you do not come down with a book that you will read unto us. Now imagine the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanAllah, what would be our reaction? People make these type of absurd remarks and these types of requests. You are inviting a person to Islam, or you are reminding a person about Islam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not become abusive. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not even comment on these requests that they had made. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam how to respond. Just respond in simple terms without getting philosophical, without going into the technicalities. All you say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ, say to them, Subhana Rabbi, Subhana Rabbi, I declare the purity of my Allah. I declare that my Allah is pure. I declare the purity of my Allah. It does not mean that every Nabi, if a person is declared a Nabi, then he must, through his Prophet, to be able to perform miracles. Performing of miracles is a separate issue, is a separate matter. Allah can allow a Nabi to perform miracles. Allah can even allow somebody who is not a Nabi to perform miracles. The performance of a miracle is not a sign of a person's prophethood. The performance of miracles is not the sign that the person is a prophet. If Allah wants, Allah can cause him to perform miracles, and if Allah so wants, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot allow that to happen. So, قُلْ, say, O Muhammad, subhana Rabbi, I declare the purity, and I glorify my Rabb. هَلْ كُنْتُ إِلَّا بَشَرًا رَسُولًا, I am only a bashar, I am no more than a human being. That is what I am. I have the same needs that you have. I have the exact same strength that you have. And I am made of the very same material or the very same formula that you are made of. هَلْ كُنْتُ إِلَّا بَشَرًا, I am no more than a human being. رَسُولًا, but I am a messenger of Allah. I am a messenger of Allah. So I'm a human being plus a messenger. You are a human being, but I'm a human being. And with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed me with Risala. Allah has blessed me with Prophethood. May Allah grant us understanding.